Hello everyone, on this beautiful summer's evening. This is Tuesday the 9th of July 2013, and this is part 2 of my podcast on embryo. My name is Chris, and thank you for listening. Last time I covered embryo in quite great detail, so I encourage you to go back and listen to that if you haven't done so already, as this episode will concentrate on the powerful editing and review capabilities, doing a Google search, and at the end I'll make a comparison in regards to embryo versus Braille Touch, which is another popular Braille input app. I wouldn't say it's as popular now that embryo's released. And before I get started, I just want to thank you so much for the great feedback. I have to say it was overwhelming. It was nice to hear that my recording was professional despite the coffee fits I've had, which I thank you for understanding, by the way. So without further ado, let's begin. And by the way, this will be on an iPhone 4 running iOS 6.1.3, and I already have embryo open, so I'll just launch it from the app switcher.
Home. Dropbox. App switcher. Dropbox. Settings. Embryo. Landscape.
And the first thing we'll do is perform a Google search. I forgot to cover this last week, but it is a dot command, and it's only available via a dot command. There's no menu option to do a Google search. So, again, on an empty line, or this could be the only text you could have in this case, I suppose. We basically type the period, which is 256.
Period.
G-O-O, or type the word Google.
J. Delete J. G. O. O. Google.
Okay, notice the dot command kind of interpreted the G-O-O to Google. That's why it said Google. And the parameter for that is actually a search term. So you could say, if you want to search for embryo, we can do this now.
M. B. O. Apostrophe. Delete all. O. Delete all. R. L.
Okay, so that's the search term entered. And you do a one finger flick up to perform the search and watch what happens.
A.
Oops.
Delete.
Didn't quite get the gesture.
Real. Portrait. Dropbox.
I'm not sure what's wrong here.
68% battery. Dropbox. Embryo. Read reviews. Get customer ratings. See script. 2 of 5. Dropbox. 68% battery. Dropbox. Orientation log. 1913. Oh. 2. Dropbox. Link. Real. Tech. Link. Images. Maps. News. Link.
Okay, sorry. I don't know what happened there. I might have had a focus issue there. For some reason, I got Dropbox in one of the lines, I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter, that's beside the point. So what's happened here is a Google page opened with the search results for the search term I entered, which was embryo. Now, like the traditional way of searching Google, if you want to search the exact phrase, you can encode it in straight quotes. That's obviously in Braille, 236 for open and 356 for close, respectively. And that will work as well. So that's really a very simple way of doing a Google search on your iOS device in combination with Braille. So I'll just close out Safari.
Home. Braille. App switcher. Safari. Editing apps. Safari. Braille. Braille. Landscape.
We open Braille there. There is one other dot command which I'm not going to cover. It's the calendar function. But basically, with Braille, you can add calendar entries. I encourage you to read the appropriate section in the help for that. Because, like I said, I'm not going to cover it for the simple reason is I personally don't use the calendar app unless I absolutely have to. I mainly use a third-party reminder app called Alarmed, which shall not be discussed here, but basically it's a free, fully accessible, powerful reminders and timers app. If you want a podcast on that, then there's one over Apple Viz. I hope you appreciate the plug there. Speaking of plugs, I shall tell you that Mr. David Woodbridge from Vision Australia has also done a podcast on Braille, so thank you very much for that, because I feel the more people who promote the product, the better. And obviously the developer will feel, you know, more encouraged to work on this project. Anyway, back to the podcast. Not going to cover the calendar function, but basically you type the period followed by C-A-L with a space and then some parameters like title, etc, etc. I encourage you to read the help for that. The next thing I want to do is show you the powerful review and editing capabilities of Braille. So first of all, let me enter some text to work with. So I'll just do something like this in a test.
Capital. Question mark. This. I. S. Is. A. A. J. Delete J. T. E. Slash. Period.
Okay.
Test.
Just an update on my typing ability in this app. Because I use Braille pretty much all the time, I'm really, really good at it now. So much so that I don't need to do the dot C sequence that much now. I still get typing errors, and you know, I'm sure that will happen in the foreseeable future, but you know, it's cool that I'm able to type very accurately now, and I use it for everything. I pretty much use Braille for everything that it's capable of doing. Right, so now I've got some text, I will now cover how you can review the text you've entered, and then I'll show you how to select, you know, cut and copy and even paste. So there's three review modes. And actually, they call it preview functions, by the way. You can preview by characters, words, and sentences. And I believe in a future update, we might be able to preview by paragraph as well. Because some of you, I have seen on the main list, have even used Braille to write fairly short documents, which I think is very impressive, very impressive. So, that's excellent. So anyway, to use any of the review and editing capabilities, you simply hold down a dot with one finger and with the other, with one hand, and with the other hand you either tap, flick up or down, or flick left or flick right, depending on what you want to do. Excuse me, by the way. So, to change the preview function, you first of all tap and hold dot 3, which is what I'm doing now, hopefully. And you then flick up or down using, you know, one finger on your right hand, so it's like this.
Preview characters.
Okay, preview characters.
Preview words.
Preview words.
Preview sentences.
And preview sentences. So, let's go back to characters.
Preview characters.
Now, to navigate by the specified length, you flick left and right, so...
New line. Period. D. S. E. D.
Okay.
E. S. D. Period. New line. Last character.
And as you notice, VoiceOver will say last character, and the reverse is true. If you go back to the beginning, it will say first character, first word, first sentence, whatever. Now, the cursor in Mbale works very much like the cursor found in standard text fields on iOS. So basically, the best way to describe it is, if you were to flick to the left, although VoiceOver will announce the character, the cursor is actually to the left of that character, word or sentence. If you were to flick to the right, then although VoiceOver will announce the current character, word or sentence, the cursor will actually be to the right of it, okay? If it's confusing, you'll get used to it, but for those who are familiar with the standard cursors in iOS, then I'm sure this is no problem. So that's basically how you would review text. Oh, I'll show you something else, actually. To move the insertion point to a particular character, word or sentence, you do as I described above, so let's move to, say, the T in text.
New line, period, T, S, E, T.
Okay, I've done that. And then, with dot 3 still holding down, tap dot 1.
Move insertion point.
So now, it moved the insertion point to the T, so that you can, you can edit it if you wish, okay? Let me now go to the bottom of the text, so to speak, so...
T, E, S, T, period, new line, last character, moved insertion point.
That's now done. So I'm now at the bottom of the document. So, basically, for review purposes, you tap and hold down dot 3 with your left finger, and to change the preview function and to navigate, by the specified length, that being characters, words or sentences, you flick left and right with one finger on your right hand. Okay? Now then, next thing I'll do is I'll show you how to select the text. Now, I haven't done this before, so I don't know what the feedback's going to be like. I'm pretty sure it'll be very good. So let's go to the beginning of this small text.
Period. T. S.
In fact, let's navigate by sentence.
Preview words. Preview sentences. This is a test. This is a test. First sentence.
Okay. Now, apparently if I hold down dot 2, then I should be able to select the sentence.
This is a test. This is a test. This is a test.
Right. So, obviously, I've never used the selection features before, and it only seems to read out what you've selected. It doesn't say, like, selected. Anyway, that is simply how you would select text. Now, if you want to then copy that while tapping and holding dots 2 and 3 down, you tap dot 5 with the finger on your right hand.
Copy, this is a test.
Okay. So that's how you copy it. Now, if you want to cut it with the same dots held down with your left finger, 2 and 3, you tap dot 4 with your right hand.
Cut, this is a test.
So that is how you select, cut and copy text. So to select, first of all, move to the beginning of the selection. The beginning of where you want to select. You don't need to move the insertion point, it would seem. And then Whilst holding down dot three, you tap and hold down dot two. That's with a finger on your left hand. And to copy, to select, you flick right. I think flicking left will also work. So if you were, say, at the end of the sentence, but you want to select from the beginning, then you should be able to do that. So you flick left and right with a finger on your right hand whilst holding down dots two and three with two fingers on your left hand. So that's selecting the text. So to copy it, you stop flicking and you tap dot five with a finger on your right hand whilst holding down dots two and three with your left hand. To cut the text, you tap dot four with a finger on your right hand, again, whilst holding down dots two and three with your left hand. The last thing I want to show you in terms of editing is reviewing the clipboard and pasting the text. So let's clear that with
text delete.
With a three-finger swipe down, and to review the clipboard, to paste the text, instead of holding down dot three, you hold down dot two with a finger on your left hand. And clipboard, if I remember, with a flick up with a finger on your right hand.
Paste.
Okay, I got that wrong. A flick up will actually paste the text, okay? To review the clipboard, whilst holding down dot two with a finger on your left hand, you flick down with a finger on your right hand.
Clipboard has. This is a test.
And that's it, really. So, again, you use dot two. Sorry, you hold down dot two with a finger on your left hand to... Sorry, let me rephrase that. You hold down dot two with your left hand, and while doing that, flick up with your right hand to paste the text, and flick down again with your right hand, and with dot two still held down, you review the clipboard. Okay, so I'll now clear this text. Let's do that again.
Text delete.
There we go. What I'm going to do now, finally, I'm going to first of all close that embrail, and I'm going to launch Braille Touch.
Home. Portrait. Data man. App switcher. Embrail. Editing apps. Embrail. Dropbox. Dropbox.
I don't want to close that Dropbox, do I?
Data man.
Otherwise, my recording will be terminated.
Page 3 of 6. Adjustable. Page 2 of 6. Braille Touch.
Obviously, your home screen will be different to mine, and in my case, Braille Touch is on page 2 of 6, and it's the last item. So double tap on that.
Landscape. Alert.
Now, the reason I'm doing this comparison is actually due to feedback. Somebody wanted a comparison with Embrail versus Braille Touch, so that's why I'm doing it.
Upgrade. Button. Help. Button. Start typing. Button. Tap to begin typing. Flick left with two fingers for menu.
So like Embrail, if you have the tutorial mode turned off, and again, refer to the first episode for information on that, you have to tap anywhere on the screen before you can begin typing. The menu in Braille Touch can be accessed with a two-finger flick to the left, while the menu in Braille is a three-finger flick to the right. I think the major comparison to this is there's no grade 2 support whatsoever, so you couldn't be typing at the same speed as you would with Braille. In fact, typing with Braille Touch would probably be the equivalent of typing by a Bluetooth keyboard, perhaps. I wouldn't compare this with the on-screen keyboard, because obviously or the AutoCue keyboard, in most cases you've got to locate the letter first. So what I'll do, just to show you what I mean, is I'll just do a little test.
At sign.
Okay.
Delete at sign.
Even
capital.
Even I've bloody forgotten. Even I've forgotten how to how to type with this. All right.
D.